Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to another DDP, the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the 4th chapter of Ephesians. Paul is talking in the 16th verse, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Seems kind of complex. Let's work our way through this passage, and sometimes it helps to read it in another translation. Here's the English Standard Version. From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. When we talk about body, the reference is back into the 12th verse where Paul said that the purpose of the fivefold ministry was to build up the body of Christ. When he's using the analogy is the human body. And it's important to remember that this is all connected to the grace gift that God gives to us. Some of those grace gifts are categorized as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, but not all. Whatever gift is given to a believer is not given to a believer for their own private benefit, because Christianity was not meant to be an isolationist faith. We always prop up some fictitious straw man argument like, so what if you were on a desert island? Do you think you could grow in the Lord? Well, of course you could grow in the Lord, but you're creating a scenario that humanity was not intended to live in. God didn't like Adam by himself in the garden, so he gave him Eve. So that's really not much of an argument. In the grand scheme of things, God's design is that humanity embrace humanity. It's why love is the fulfillment of the law. How could you love if there was no one else to love? So Christianity is not meant to be lived out in isolation, and you're not given the gift that you're given to just build you up. Paul himself wanted a knowledge of who Jesus is, the knowledge of the Son of God, which, remember, we said in verse 13, is part of the maturing process, is the knowledge of the Son of God. And he wanted that knowledge for himself. He says, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. I always found that fascinating. I thought, if anybody knows Christ, it's Paul. And yet, he didn't seem satisfied with the knowledge he had of Christ. And he also wants the Ephesian church to come to maturity. And knowing that you'll only come to maturity when you start to walk in a deeper knowledge of who Christ is. This isn't about sitting around reading books, biographical books on Jesus. And it's also not about locking yourself in your prayer closet. That's not the knowledge of Jesus. I was counseling someone just the other day, and they were asking me advice on something in a relationship. And I said, you know, you need to see Jesus. I said, everybody wants a self-help book. They want a principle. You know, they want 3 verses that they can apply. But the reality is the Word of God's made it very clear. We look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The whole Bible was written about Jesus. The whole book rotates around who he is. And so the knowledge of Jesus is the answer for us to come into this full measure of who we are to be. Tomorrow, Paul will transition into talking about the new man, and we're going to transition with him into one of my favorite sections from the book of Ephesians. We'll see you tomorrow in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.